I know you're tired now.
Bless your
heart,
because after all your day, it certainly takes a lot of time.
I had seven meetings today.
You did.
Oh, 7:30 to 3:30.
Oh, honey. Well, that was a...
Half a day for Mr. Watkins, and then half a day for Mr. Sears.
Is that so?
Let's see. I wonder if that...
I guess you're being heard all right. It would be terrible if we missed anything that we're not supposed to get. That's all right. It would be fine. All right, if you had troubles and you were telling about them, you might say, well... I just told you my troubles, and you'd say, well...
Well, now you tell me yours.
Well... Troubles too, right?
Mm-hmm. I have troubles too.
I have troubles too, right. Would you say it any other way? Okay. All right. What would you say? Did you... That noise?
Did you hear that noise?
All right. If I said yes, I...
Heard that noise.
I'm not afraid, though, because I have... Before, many times.
Oh, I've heard that before.
All right. If I ask you if you knew a person, you might say no, but I...
I've heard of him.
Heard of him. Anything else? I think I just heard.
I've seen him a couple of times.
All right. If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I
haven't had a chance to see him yet.
All right. You might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And your answer would be no.
No, he hadn't had a chance to see him either.
All right. Would you say it any other way? Is there any possibility that you might say
he hasn't had a chance?
I suppose he's had a chance, but he just hasn't done it. What would you say? He hasn't
seen him?
Hasn't seen him?
Anything else?
If I said you are going, and I wanted to be sure you were, and I would ask you to tell me, what would I say? You're going what?
Away?
No. If well, not no, but I mean, what I am trying to see if you say is if I wanted to say you're going, and I want you to tell me whether you are or not. I'd say you're going.
No.
Like the same thing as are you going, but I'm saying you're going. Like instead of aren't you, or, you know, if I said going, can you think of any other way you'd say that? You're going.
Does your brother like ice cream?
No, I'm not going.
No,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, if I'm just saying, like we're going someplace together, we had planned to, or you knew of a group who was going, and I said, you're going.
No, I'm not going.
That's right. But what would you start to say first? You're going.
Aren't you?
Anything else that you might say instead of aren't you? Can you think of anything?
No, I don't think so.
Would you ever say, right? You're going, right?
Okay.
Maybe. Have you ever heard the expression, auntie? Auntie, you're going, auntie?
No.
Meaning, sort of, aren't you? Never heard of
that?
Something you do every day. Do you do it frequently? Yes, I
do.
All right. Would you say, if you did it all the time, what would you say? Yes,
I do it all the time.
Do it all the time. Does he
do it all the time?
Right. Does your brother like ice cream? Yes, he.
Yes, he likes ice cream.
Yes, he. All right. If you didn't want to say likes ice cream again, if I said, does your brother like ice cream, you'd say yes.
Yes, he does.
All right. You don't smoke cigars, but he.
I don't smoke cigars, but he does.
If a man lets his farm get all run down, doesn't seem to care, you might say to someone who asks, I really don't know, but he just...
Just doesn't seem to care.
Doesn't seem to care, all right. If your son is in school but pays no attention to the teacher, you might think he just...
Just doesn't care.
Just doesn't care.
These are getting complicated.
You don't think so. They are a little... They're difficult. So many people have said that there are certain words that they are trying to see if you know without saying them, you know. And some of them you just don't know. Some of them I haven't heard of. And